Here today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're talking with Greg McBride from Allendale for our South American weather and crop update. Greg, you might start things off with a weather summary. What's been going on of late in both Brazil and Argentina?
Well, southern Brazil and Argentina have been trending drier for the last couple of weeks, and that does look like it's going to continue for the next couple of weeks moving forward into the new year. The biggest thing that we are looking at right now is that there is some rain out there, but it's not enough to offset some of the potential for evaporation at this point. So there is some warmer temperatures expected. That's going to put some crop stress out there. That's one of the reasons you continue to see our own bean markets and corn market, for that matter, continue to work higher and test that $13 and $6 mark. The mainland, or the bigger portion of Brazil, actually looks okay. There might be a little bit of concern there with potential for some flooding issues, but we haven't seen that necessarily just yet. But that is something that there's a lot of analysts looking at, that there is a little bit too much rain in the forecast at this point.
So when you talk about that dryness, what's kind of the level of concern there? Is that something that they're really paying attention to down there right now?
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the biggest things that they'll be watching right now, because you're kind of at that time where it would be similar to June, July for us in our own growing season. So they're just before the pod fill time, and they're kind of coming into that potential for pollination for corn. And that's you know, obviously a very key time. But if you go in and you're stressing that crop ahead of those key production times, that could pull these yields back. And we know that with Argentina, they are the number three corn exporter in the world. And if they have some problems, that could be an issue. They are the number one meal exporter in the world as well. So if they see a hit in production, that could be a big issue as far as prices go. And what we have seen so far, estimates ahead of all of this dryness, we're still looking for a record corn crop and maybe near a record bean crop. But you have to think those numbers may come down on the January report. And then when it comes to Brazil, that southern portion of Brazil is a pretty good sized producer. It's not the main producer like Mato Grosso, but that is something that could hinder some of their production numbers, which, again, those are looking at record numbers just purely based on the amount of acreage that they planted.
And for Argentina, Greg, what are we seeing of late with the planting progress updates?
They are moving along. They are within striking distance of the five-year average. They are sitting at 66% this week. As of the five-year average, they're at 67%. So just a little bit behind, about 3% behind where they were at last year. That's on the corn side of things. On the bean side of things, it's the same thing. They're about a percent behind the five-year average, sitting at 69% this week. That's about 2% behind where they were at last year. So they're moving right along. Beans and corn are pretty well in the ground in Brazil at this point. So it's just looking to see Argentina finish things out.
Very good. Greg, anything else to add this week before we let you go?
Use some of these rallies that we're seeing in the corn and beans for opportunities to lock in some more cash if you've got it in the bin. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to sweep the bins or anything like that, but get a little more on the books and watch your basis levels.
And how can our listeners get a hold of your team today at Allendale?
They can call us at 800-262-7538.